For those of you who don't know me, my name is Brian Wiley. I am the chairman of our governance board here, and it is my great pleasure to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the church and to deliver a reflection this Christmas morning. Our pastor, Peter Kim, is either on a plane or getting ready to get on a plane to go visit his family in Chicago. And so we wish them safe travels, and it's been a wild week of travel for people, so hopefully everything goes smoothly for them. But thank you all for joining, and for those of you online, thank you for joining us as well. I know there's a lot of sickness floating around these days, so if you're joining us for Christmas service online, we're glad that you're joining us as well. So this morning, we're going to wrap up the series that Peter has been leading us, which has been called Fear Not. So we're going to start out with a short reading from the Gospel of Matthew, and then we're going to talk about fear no more. So just listen and here are the words of the Gospel, and this is Joseph accepting Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. So, as I said, Peter's been talking about how the coming of Jesus removes our fears. And, you know, there were a lot of reasons to be afraid in first century Palestine. The people there were under Roman rule. You know, Israel had kind of been stomped on by various powerful authorities for hundreds of years. They had a lot of reason to be afraid. And so nobody expected that the Savior of Israel was going to show up as a little baby. But here we are celebrating the birth of Jesus, the arrival of Jesus, the arrival of the Messiah as a little baby. And that's why I brought our squishy nativity scene here. Those of you who've been to the Christmas service here before, you know I pretty much always bring this for Christmas morning. And this was given to our sons when they were tiny little ones by my mom. My mom made this whole set. It comes out every year. It has a place of honor in our family room. And I think, you know, aside from it being kind of funny because it looked like you've got hippie Jesus or hippie Joseph here, this is the important thing, right? This is Jesus. Jesus is a baby. And I think sometimes it's easy to lose that, right? Most of us have grown up with this story. We've heard it over and over again. Oh, sure, Jesus showed up as a baby. Well, wait a minute, you know? He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he showed up as a baby. So what's up with that? Why in the world would God choose to do that? Well, people have been talking about this for thousands of years. So I'm just going to keep it simple and give one possible idea on why I think God sent Christ as an infant. And it all comes down to this. God wants us to love Jesus first. Before anything else, he wants us to love him. You know, fearing God is really important. I mean, he's God. He's almighty. He's the maker of everything. Right? He is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And Proverbs tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that's all true. And, you know, I respect the power of kings and lords and lions, you know, all those words that describe Jesus. But I don't love them, generally speaking, right? I'm actually a little afraid of them because in our earthly experience, lords and those in power haven't been so great, have they? You know, they don't have a good track record. They're not generally people you love. Because you're always worried, I'm always worried, what are they going to do with their power? But love is the most important thing in the entire universe. God made us from his love. He made us because he loves us. And he knows that if we are going to follow him, if we're going to resist the evil in this world, if we're going to tell other people about him, we need more than just fear or respect of this distant God in order to do those things. Because they're hard. They can be really hard. We need to be driven by love. We need to love God. So what did God do? He sent Jesus as the one kind of person that we could never fear, as a baby, right? Nobody's afraid of a baby. Well, I don't know. If you're a parent of a little baby, sometimes, I've been there. But really, you're not afraid of them, right? You might be afraid of not getting any sleep. You might be afraid of the diaper bucket filling up. But you're not really afraid of the baby, right? What are we programmed to do, right? God made us. God wired us. He wired us to love babies. That's the reaction. Whether it's your baby, whether it's your friend's baby, whether it's, you know, somebody that, you know, you see a picture of a baby on Facebook. What do? You go, oh, he's so cute. Even though they look like a little wrinkled Winston Churchill. So when Jesus showed up as a baby, well, what happened? Well, his parents loved him, of course. The shepherds loved him. And we're given the opportunity to love him. Because instead of him coming as, you know, the mighty warrior, the King of Kings, which he is, he came as a baby. So, you know, and here's one of these things that I think is really interesting about the way God has wired us. I've got two full-grown sons. They're both here with us this morning. You know, one's 22, one's 25. But when I look at them, I see them as their grown-up selves. But I also see them as a 15-year-old and a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old and as a newborn baby. I remember that, right? And I think any of you who are parents, right, you know what I'm talking about. And even if you're not a parent, right, we've all watched friends who have had children who have grown up. And right, we can look back at that teenager and say, I remember when she was a little baby. Well, that's the same with Jesus. Because he came, because he was born, because he didn't just spring onto earth full grown, but came as a baby, we can imagine him and love him as an infant. And that's part of what Christmas is all about. So, you know, maybe you've struggled to love Jesus as the King of Kings or as the Lord of Lords because that's got some baggage for you. I want to invite you to love him as an infant. Think of an infant that you've known, whether it's your own child, whether it's a friend's child, a nephew, and just take a moment and just love that infant and think about loving Jesus at the same time. So I want to just take a moment and invite you all to shut your eyes and just imagine that for a moment. We're just going to spend a moment loving Jesus and thanking him for coming. So as you go through the rest of this Christmas day and this Christmas week, there's going to be wonderful times of celebration. There's going to be, right, all of the television shows and all of that sort of thing. But I would encourage you, find a few quiet moments to just love Jesus and thank him for coming as an infant, as King, and as Lord. Merry Christmas.